A 55-mile-per-hour speed limit has been used on a trial basis since 2006. A DNR study suggests it's working. Snowmobile deaths in Wisconsin have dropped nearly 40% in the last 4 years, from 37 in 2005 to 23 last year. Now, a bill which has passed the Assembly would make that speed limit permanent. Republican sponsor Dean Cofford says his measure would save lives.
The machines that they're making nowadays are going faster, they're bigger, more powerful, and during the day there's no problem. The problem comes in at night when you overdrive your headlights. The studies will show that your reaction time isn't going to be as quick.
The trial period ends in July, so Cofford says it's crucial the Senate approves his bill before this session wraps up. But Gary Biller of the Wanakee-based National Motorists Association says there shouldn't be a nighttime speed limit.
The main thing is, particularly with a recreational sport, is for those who partake in it are able to enjoy it to the maximum.
Biller also questions the DNR's stats on snowmobile fatalities, suggesting they can be read a number of ways. The Wisconsin Snowmobilers Association and Governor Doyle support the bill. Kirk Carapeza, Wisconsin Public Radio.